The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Friday, December 23rd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour.
Seal subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Friday, December 23rd, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. I hope that the show today doesn't go dark, because right now our reception of this signal is going into an area with 25 mile an hour winds right now. So we hope that we stay on the air during this broadcast, because obviously this bomb cyclone has affected a lot of people. We haven't had that many power outages in Texas. I think right now about 800 people are without power in the state, which is not crazy, but ERCOT, ERCOT.com is where people are going to look to see how serious things are. Right now down here, we all are aware of what happened last February. And of course, you know, thousands, tens of thousands were without power. And of course, now we don't have to worry about that too much. Those of you who are living in steel sips homes right now, you're nice and toasty warm. And don't have to worry about pipes bursting, because everything is all contained inside of a basically what's a walk-in cooler. It's all insulated. Everything is insulated. And of course, we'll be talking about how to take care of your rabbits in this cold snap and your chickens. They seem to be doing okay as far as the cold weather goes. That was them telling me they're all right out there. I had to go out and bang on their water tray a little bit because it was starting to ice up. We'll have to do that every couple hours, go out there and bang on that if you're doing that. But we'll have some more for you here in a bit. Dale Mitchell, by the way, from Better Living. Big announcement there. He's got 14 Sun air purifier units ready to ship. They're all built. He builds them himself, and I'm telling you, I got one in my kitchen. I absolutely love it. You can get them at the Power Mall. We've got 20% off OptiVita Basic Essentials through the end of this month, as well as 10% off all OptiVita products, 10% off North American Urban Spice products, and the OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle. Two boxes of silver lozenges for those of you watching me on the reruns on Brighteon and Rumble. I keep my silver lozenges in this little container right here. And, you know, if I need one, I got them. And, of course, you can't be without them, because I'm telling you, with the silver that's in there, 10 part per million with the silver, it's going to calm whatever's bugging you. We also throw in a bottle of C and a bottle of vitamin D, C and D, two of the alphabet soup here. The bundle normally costs $70.90. You can get it for $53 right now. And don't forget to add your silver gel, 24 part per million, or the OptiVita silver liquid, 10 part per million, or both, to complete your winter wellness bundle. Now, here's the thing. Cash Friday is today. Ding, 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 ding. Not only is the government, you know, the government is blank. I like that. I should start. Doom, 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 doom. You know, Jeopardy. And the question is, is the government blank? All right. And how many of you wrote down the magic F-bomb? Of course you did. Hey, you know what? We try to do a little feel-good here. This government is a joke, especially with what I'm going to be telling you. But what's not a joke and what's real, the truth is, today's Cash Friday. That's right. And if you want to support Cash Friday, all you have to do is type in Cash Friday when you check out and you select cash, check, or money order for payment. And you could save 10% off your purchase at the Power Mall by using that code Cash Friday at checkout. So now, if you don't have internet, don't panic. You can call 877-817-9829. I had to catch myself there. 877-817-9829. It's a toll-free number. Linda and Jay are manning the phones. And if you got to talk to a human being, you can do that. And you can give them the code Cash Friday when you select check, cash, or money order, and you give them that for payment, and you get 10% off. Such a deal. Such a deal. And let's see what else is going on here. Oh, we want to do a special shout out to Gloria. She's all by herself. And it, you know, it sucks to be alone at Christmas time or any holiday for that matter, but especially this one when you've lost family and friends and loved ones. And there's a lot of you elderly out there that we want to say a special prayer for, in addition to Gloria, that you just have the best holiday season and that there are things you find to occupy your time and make the most of your holiday season this season. And that God's hedge of protection is around you, and we don't want you doing anything crazy like dying on us, because we love having you around. And there are people out there who do love you. And this is the time to reach out and touch somebody, whether it's by phone or whatever the case may be, to say hi to family and friends, even those you don't like that are woke, just to let them know you're thinking about them. Maybe friends, and we can ask the Lord to open up the hearts of your friends and relatives and acquaintances that might stop by to see you, weather permitting. I know you're just trying to maintain and stay bundled up in the middle of this bomb cyclone that's dumping all the snow on you, as well as these cold temperatures. Woke up this morning to 13 degrees with a wind chill of -4. And it's way colder in a lot of other places. Kansas City was reporting -6 this morning with a -24 wind chill. And I bet you can guess that Chicago and Minneapolis were a lot colder than that. We always call it, when I was growing up in Connecticut, colder than snot. Because, I mean, you go outside as a kid, you know what runs your nose, right? You know that. If you're out there working in the snow, you're blowing your nose a lot, right? Well, we just, you know, hope and pray the best for this holiday season. And everybody lift that situation up, especially if you're alone and you're amongst the elderly population here that has managed to survive all this nonsense. We just lift up your health and your wealth and your well-being in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Can I get an amen? Thank you. We appreciate that. And all everybody else, too, that's out there listening. You know, you may be amongst family at this time, and you're listening to the show, and that's great. Guess what? I got some news for you. Get the horn out. Yeah. It is now official. For those of you who are like panicking because, oh my God, they're going to pull it 13.845. Oh my God, what are we going to do? Yeah, shortwave is going away at the end of the year. Sorry, we're just not going to spare that expense anymore. However, I have good news. You will not have to worry about listening to shortwave reruns again as of January 2nd. Those of you who listen to reruns or have been accustomed to listening to reruns at 7.490 can hear the show live again from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Time, and you can call in off of 7.490. So forget the other shortwave frequencies we've had operational. As of January 2, you can listen live and call in to the show listening to shortwave. Wonderful. We're going back to our morning broadcast time. And I know people are going, hey, wait a minute. Why are you guys doing it now? Why now? Well, because the opportunity arose for us to be able to do that. And that's why we're doing it. Because, see, we know that a lot of you listen to the show from 7 to 10 a.m. Central when Joyce Riley was on, God rest her soul. She was a wonderful woman, besides being a surgical nurse. And having the amount of knowledge that she did, everybody respected her. They loved her. And she spent the better part of 2 decades helping this show grow in listenership, in products that we have at the Power Mall. She's done a lot of things, and we think about her a lot. I know a lot of you do. and you listen to the archives because you'll like hearing that information. It just burns it into the brain. There's one thing about truth. Once you got it in your brain, it's hard to get rid of, isn't it? That is a fact. Once you have the truth, it's hard to let any other negative or false things in your head, because all of a sudden your level of discernment is huge. That's the Holy Spirit working in you, folks. They talk about that in the good book, which I have right here. It has my name on it, and the Greek word theopneustos, which means God breathed. And so, you know, if you look up 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, and see, here's what a lot of ministers do, because I've officiated wedding ceremonies before, all right? I've married couples here in the state of Texas. And everybody refers to 1 Corinthians 13 as the love chapter. Yes, friends. Hey, poor! You don't have to be poor anymore. There's the front 242 coming out again. But chapter 13, everybody pulls it out of context. This is what religion does, not spirituality. It's what religion does. And I always thought it was the love chapter. See, that's what we grew up with. You know, they were distorting things and calling it the love chapter because it was convenient to read at wedding receptions. Well, I finally started studying the word, spent 3 years in a ministry out of Ohio, and I found that if you read 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14 all together, this is Paul's letter to the Corinthians. If you read these all together, it talks about the 9 manifestations of the Spirit and how to use them, how to make them work for you so you're not fooled. It says, brethren, I would not have you to be ignorant. It's not Hosea 4:6. I know that my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. That's why knowledge is power. That's our mantra here on the Power Hour. And by the way, we're going to be closed this Monday, which means we'll be doing rebroadcasting the 26th in observance of Christmas holiday. And of course, we're wishing you the best this holiday season. Health, peace, and happiness. But we're going to be off the air on the 26th, the show. We will have a replay. I'll see if we can't program a Dane Wigington climate thing. If we can't put one of those on during one of the hours, I'm sure you would like to hear what caused that bomb cyclone. We said geoengineering is a very likely possibility. I mean, we've had callers call up the show and talk to us about all that. And about the tic-tac-toe in the skies, you know, with all the chemtrails. You know, the chemtrails aren't really out there. And, you know, a lot of people are in denial. They don't think, oh, they're just, they don't do stuff like that. Why would they poison the skies with all this stuff and we would be breathing it all in? I don't know. We've got some articles that we're going to be talking to you about. And, of course, today we are guestless. Guestless, right. But we're not listless. We have a list. We have a list of stuff we're going to talk about, and the news and open lines are open all day today, which means if you're sitting around and you're bored silly, but you're listening to the show and you're looking for exciting new and information to talk about, 844-769-2944. The phone lines are wide open for the next 2 hours. Well, hour and 40-something minutes, right. And, you know, if you got something you want to chime in on anything we're talking about, you could do that, and you won't be bothering me. Interesting stuff going around the world, considering it's a Christmas holiday. Not only are they rewriting lyrics to God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, if you were watching the mainstream media last night, they were making light of the fact, Judge Jeanine Pirro was making light of the fact that they were rewriting in England this church over there that, much to the chagrin of the Anglicans, were rewriting to include LGBTQ, God Rest Ye Merry Queer Folk. Wow. Yeah, they're really woke. I mean, see, this is where religion, see, it's not the same thing as walking in the 9 manifestations of the Spirit. It's not the same thing. Religion is man's interpretation of everything. You go to church. I remember I used to poke at my parents a lot and say, well, do you go there to get your Sunday high so you can spend the rest of the week beating on us and cussing us and sinning like crazy? You know, see, that's what people always worried about. And it was always, I was always condemning the Baptists because the Baptists are all about sin consciousness. I see, this is the thing. You know, we all have to learn to get along. And this is the thing about religion, though. Despite what you think of every religious sect or faction out there, not all of them are walking in the Spirit. And yes, when I was in the ministry, I did learn to speak in tongues. And then I found out it wasn't gibberish. I found out it was actually one of the nine manifestations of the Spirit as described in the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, and 14. It's amazing. And you can actually speak in tongues to yourself. I'm doing it now. I know you're all going to go to Rebel and Brighteon to watch the looks on my face, right? No, can't do that. It's internal. See, Satan doesn't know you're speaking to the Father. It says God is spirit in John 4:24. He that worships him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Oh, is that what you're supposed to do? Well, of course. And you're supposed to comfort one another with these words, according to 1 Thessalonians 14:41. Yeah, well, see, and here again, like I said, I've studied the Bible enough to know that we are all human beings and we are going to all make mistakes. And as long as we're willing to understand that we live in an age of grace where those mistakes are forgiven, and God even knows you're going to make the mistake before you make it. And he's already go, look, you're a human being. I've given you free will. You're going to hate who you hate. You're going to love who you love. Gosh, come on. Just love me. Love the Almighty Father. And, you know, I'll give you the keys to the kingdom. Isn't that nice to know at this hour, at this time, especially if you're alone and elderly? Isn't it nice to know that God is always there? The Almighty is always watching over you, which is why I pray for everybody's hedge of protection, especially in this storm. Now, you wish you could pray for the hedge of protection for everybody in the world, but unfortunately, Satan has his hold on this earth. And in world news, a gunman has opened fire in central Paris, killing three people and wounding three others. The attacker targeted a Kurdish cultural center and shot members of that local community. Possible racism behind it all. The suspect, age 69, was quickly arrested. It soon emerged he'd been freed from a prison recently. Oh my! In France, they've outlawed firearms without a license. But this guy, apparently, he just got out of prison. There's no way he could even have a license to own a firearm. See, this goes to the point about criminals having guns when nobody else does. Wow. And of course, in China, deaths among the elites inside of the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, has risen as the COVID-19 wave is still continuing to hit China. Senior reporters, officials are all dying, being admitted to intensive care and dying in the hospital. Some of bacterial lung infections having to do with COVID. This despite all the lockdowns. Chaos has erupted in hospitals and crematoriums, and even the Chinese elites, known for the privileges they enjoy, have not been immune from the whiplash. Long queues, higher fees for cremation. Yeah, that's what's happening in China right now. Bodies are backed up, waiting to go into the fire. Yep, the official death toll in the province since the recent outbreak stands at 2 deaths. And that's just in the Liaoning province. Xinjiang. But yet every place else, huge flare-up following the relaxing of zero COVID rules. And you wonder about why the World Health Organization's Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus declared that he's very concerned about the coronavirus situation in China. Really? You're concerned? What a moron. You're a hypocrite. And I hate to say it, you're a reprobate too, according to the Bible. And we can use the word to judge what people say, whether it's true or false, because if WHO is part of the World Economic Forum, then they are ascribing to population reduction by any means. Meanwhile, in Britain, Britons have been told not to get drunk. Well, see, that's for our benefit. The actual word in Britain is pissed. That's what they use to mean you're drunk. Well, you sure got pissed last night, didn't you? Yep. That's what they mean by getting drunk is pissed. And the reason they don't want you getting pissed if you're in Britain is the National Socialized Healthcare Service is going to have a real struggle to look out after you. So whatever you do, no, the NHS is not going to look out after you. So don't go getting pissed. Well, here's the thing. If you stay home and you get pissed at home, then you could just pass out and all the merrier. You know, I just loved when I visited Ireland. The Guinness there was so good. I could have sat there at the bar and in the pub and just drank Guinness because it didn't bother me. It was so good. That's one thing I miss about Ireland was the Guinness and the camaraderie because they love Americans over there. And you don't have to worry about getting pissed drinking Guinness. And we never overdid it either. But my wife always knew where she could find me because I was in the pub. He says, hi, he's tossing back a pint. Two churches in Paris and Bordeaux, meanwhile, have been attacked this week. Vandals are writing far-left anarchist slogans on the doors. Man, come on, you people. Spanish MPs have green-lighted gender change, making it easier. Kids as young as 12 over there can change their legal gender without it, with a judge's sign-off. All they got to do is go in front of a judge. Wow. We got a little bit more world news to cover before we get into what's going on with the Firesicle DC bunch after the break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With the winter months right upon us,
we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get 2 boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle, for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Friday, before Christmas, 23rd of December, 2022. Dave Krieger with you for this segment. And, of course, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944, if you want to call and chime in on anything. I think it's sickening that in Spain you can be 12 years old, go in front of a judge, and change your legal gender. These kids, like my father used to say, don't have a pot to piss in, yet they can legally transition and become somebody their God intended them not to become. Wow. And, of course, Brazilian President Bolsonaro has signed the order to elevate the Superior Military Court, STM, over the corrupt left-wing Supreme Court in a move many believe may pave the way for military intervention. Would that be a Christmas counter-coup? It would happen before the first of the year, when corrupt communist convict Lula da Silva is scheduled to take office as president. Bolsonaro may come in and, wow, take over. China's foreign minister is warning the U.S. not to cross its red line. Wang Yi is accusing the U.S. of salami-slicing tactics and bullying in a call with Secretary of State Winken, Blinken, and Nod. And you got to wonder, We understand that China and Russia are conducting military exercises over the ocean. And everybody wonders what this administration intends on doing if it wants to get us into another nuclear war. And that's why everybody's stocking up on potassium iodate, Nuke Protect, potassium iodide. And the stuff, you know, it can sit on the shelf for a few years. But if you haven't got some in your supply, you might want to consider calling the Power Mall today and doing yourself a Christmas favor and ordering yourself some. Not expensive, and it could save your life. The whole idea is replacing the bad iodine with the good stuff, especially in the event that DC upsets the apple cart so much. I would think that if you were Putin and somebody ordered your assassination or opened their mouth and said that the only way that we're going to win the war in Ukraine is if somebody assassinates Putin. I mean, he didn't come right out and use the word assassinate, but he used the word take out. Now, what does that mean? You're going to go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and get a bucket of chicken with Putin? But, you know, in Australia, they called it takeout, takeaway. Yeah. Yeah, see, that's the thing. And what's going to happen if somebody actually tries to do that and they find out the U.S. ordered the hit? You see, that wouldn't sit well with a lot of presidents. They'd be tempted to push the magic button. And then, puff, the magic dragon will start throwing fire and brimstone on the major U.S. cities. And I think that Vladimir already knows the most corrupt city in America is Washington, D.C. We'll get to that in a minute. And of course, a grandmother, wait till you hear this. Here's a novel idea. I mean, this is, you could call this Feel Good Friday, or you could just Happy Friday or whatever. Thank God it's Friday, or the government is expletive F. Some think that this grandmother is a bit of a Scrooge, says a teaching assistant who can afford to give everyone turkey and all the trimmings. A grandmother has come up with a way to ease the financial burden of having the family round for Christmas. Charge them all for dinner. Novel idea. Can you imagine that? Caroline Dudridge has devised a tiered fee system for her relatives. You know, those annoying ones that like to come over for something to eat. This particular tiered fee system brought in 180 pounds this year to help cover the cost of turkey and all the trimmings for her five adult children and their families. So, wow, what a big shindig. Five adult, and grandma gets to see all the grandkids at the expense of the adult kids. Well, you're going to have to kick in this year. So let's see, 180 pounds. And five adult kids. So you're looking at about 35 bucks a crack, 35 pounds a crack. That'd be about $40 each to kick in for the turkeys. Can you imagine the kids? Hey, what do you mean they're going to kick in 40 quid? How's that work? Well, you know, Caroline Dudridge got that all figured out. Charge your family. Oh, I can imagine if you want to keep your family away this year, you have an axe to grind with your family because they all didn't invite you over because you didn't take the jab. And now they all want to come over now because you're unvaccinated and they think it's okay now. Well, he's not sick yet, so he must be all right. And you say, nope, sorry, I'm going to have to charge you 40 bucks if you're going to come over. Some may even get really crazy. He says, well, you know what? I'm kind of running out of heating oil this year, so 100 bucks a head ought to get you in the door. And they're going to go, that's okay. We'll stay home. Wow. Novel ideas. Leave it to the Brits. Yeah, Caroline, don't sit around and get pissed, whatever you do. Right? The rest of the five adults, they figure, hey, we had to pay 35 quid or 40 quid to get in the door, so we might as well sit around and get pissed, right? That's pissed is the British word for drunk. And if you don't believe me, watch episodes of Are You Being Served? Remember British comedy? And they would, you know, Captain Peacock would, no, don't think we didn't notice you got pissed. Oh, that would be the Vicar of Dibley. For those of you who like to watch the Vicar of Dibley Christmas is hysterical. If you get to watch anything this year, watch The Vicar of Dibley Christmas. That's hysterical British comedy. You will laugh your butt off. It'll give you something to do to keep you happy. Go try and find it. I don't care if you have to rent it on Netflix or whatever the case. Vicar of Dibley Christmas. It's hysterical. You have to have an open mind to watch British comedy anyway, but this is a gem. Totally a gem. Don French plays the Vicar of Dibley. You can't. They can't make this stuff up. It's, even though some of their cast members have passed on, it's still a gem. Now we move on to U.S. News. Yeah, all the dumb things they did in D.C. this week. This is a round robin. We just found out, by the way, that Rand Paul's office, this bill, this omnibus bill, up to $1.8 trillion in pork, more than 5,000 pages when all the supporting documents are included. And believe it or not, some Republican senators voted for it. And we're going to include the full list of those senators that voted for it. So we just found out that a CNBC talk show host, they had a Democratic senator on there who's bragging all about, oh yeah, we got this passed and all this pork and stuff. And CNBC host cut him off. I really think that the mainstream media is starting to understand, hey, who's paying for all this? I think it's kind of in certain quarters of mainstream media, stuff is starting to sink in. Senator Mike Lee of Utah, meanwhile, got on Fox Business's Kudlow yesterday and said the Republican support of giant omnibus spending bills should never happen again. He said the GOP has emasculated itself. Not a good episode for the Republican Party, is it? And of course, Lee said, nope, not at all. Lee says one of the reasons that this sort of thing can happen and not much attention is getting paid in the process. Republicans can still go through the motions and vote for it. It's because it's folded into a 4,155-page bill, one that was negotiated in secret by four or five members of Congress. There's not a human alive who can digest that many pages in that short period of time. And see, this is another Pelosi stunt. Well, we have to vote for it to find out what's in it. And then it reminds me of Forrest Gump. Stupid is as stupid does. Yeah. Wow. And of course, now they're saying that the Republican Party will self-destruct as one if it ever happens again. Oh, really? Seriously? They say this caca all the time. And it keeps happening because we, the people, keep letting it happen. We keep voting these same morons into office. And this is what they do, especially the people in Kentucky that keep voting Mitch the Bitch in because they think he's all politically connected. Well, let me tell you something, you people up there. I have to talk like this. Let me tell you something. Mitch the Bitch is dissing you people. You are all going to be part of the 50 states that pay for this mess. That isn't like, unless Texas secedes next year. Then they're going to tell the rest of it, you can go pay for it on your own. This is just crazy, folks. And if you had read and paid attention to the pork that's in this bill, I have been reading this the last couple of days, and it's just really... As a matter of fact, Molly Hemingway insists Republicans will not be successful until Mitch the Bitch is gone. He's the Democrats' bitch, folks. That's why I call him that. He's not a female dog, no, but they have another term in prison for bitch, okay? And see, if you're going to kowtow and capitulate and bend over every time the Democrats come at you, I mean, it must be just, you know... Oh, what's that word? Instinctive with Mitch? Yeah. And, you know, and they're not using KY jelly. Oh, God forbid I get a visual on that. But this is what they do every time they screw Mitch. And then Mitch screws us by sitting there and pulling all of his rhino buddies into the mix. And they all vote for this garbage. And I don't mind calling them that because, you know, ye shall know them by their fruits. And, of course, the first of a two-day trial began Wednesday. We still don't know the outcome of yet. This is in Arizona where Carrie Lake has filed a lawsuit and it's been allowed to go forward. Yeah, they got all these little intentional interference claims with ballot printers and chain of custody problems. All the rest of the eight other claims got dismissed, though. You see, this is the problem. The spaghetti noodle theory of legal theorem. Let's throw all the spaghetti noodles at a wall, and we'll see which one sticks. You see, that's a big problem, folks, because all these attorneys go to law school, and what they're taught in law school is sue, sue, sue. And if you can settle before trial, that's a good thing. That way you'll make money. You sue like crazy. You file a 25-count complaint, and maybe they'll capitulate. Well, where did they learn that? The spaghetti noodle theory was learned in law school. And what the clients don't realize, they're in there going, yeah, 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 they damaged us, so let's go sue them for everything they got. You know, that's the mentality of a litigious society. What they don't realize is that the more people you sue and the more counts you bring against them, the more it costs you in legal fees. And you're going, huh? Huh? Let's do a Scooby-Doo. Huh? Yeah, it costs you more in legal fees. Why is that? One, you got to serve everybody. And process service has gone up. If you haven't paid attention, you could pay as much as $100 or more for service and process. That's per litigant, per defendant. You go out and you sue each one, you're paying that much. If you've got 12 defendants, you could be paying up to $1,200 just to put the paper in their hand. That's coming out of your fees, out of your pocket. Then you got to draft the lawsuit and you got to print up 12 different copies of the lawsuit to serve. And that costs money because time in the legal profession is money. And if you got an attorney charging you $350 an hour and his legal secretary is charging you, you know, anywhere from $75 to $135 an hour, whoa, those legal fees rack up pretty quick. And you're paying a $5,000 retainer minimum, sometimes 10, sometimes 20, depending on how many people you want to sue and how much money the attorney can make. So if you go to a lawyer and the lawyer says, oh, man, you got a great case. It'll cost you 20 grand. Run like hell because no attorney can guarantee a legal outcome. And I'm not an attorney, and I can tell you that. How do I know that? Because I've had good attorneys that know what they're talking about tell me that. They tell you, you got a great case. We're going to beat the pants off of them. Run like hell. Go in the opposite direction. Find somebody that is a little more reasonable. And no attorney these days is going to work on a contingent. If you have a case, no attorney is going to work on a contingent. Just doesn't happen anymore. So don't expect it. Don't run in whining, oh, I got a great case. Why don't you do it for free? Look how much money you can make. Nope, 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 nope. Doesn't work like that anymore. Legal profession has changed drastically. And to find a good attorney, you're going to pay. And you want to find out, most of all, from the attorney, whether or not, how many cases have you won, counsel, doing this kind of thing? Because if you're being foreclosed on, like a lot of people are, and we're going to be talking about home affordability in our next hour and what's going on in the foreclosure scene next hour, you all are looking and going, I think I can go into court and I can play an attorney myself. I watched it on YouTube. Sure you did. There are certain things you can watch on YouTube that maybe you shouldn't do yourself. Especially, you know, this is what pro se litigants get beat on, is rules of evidence and rules of civil procedure, because they don't know it. And this is how they get screwed. I'm telling you, you go to law school to learn these things, okay? And I know a lot of you don't trust attorneys. I get it. I have heard this. I've taught classes to attorneys, and even attorneys tell me this, and we crack attorney jokes. Like, what's 500 attorneys in a bus at the bottom of the ocean? A good start. You know, I've heard it all, okay? And the thing is unless you know what you're doing and you have the time to sit down and de-escalate and reason with yourself whether or not it's even worth filing a suit, not worth it. Not worth the hassle. I will tell you in the next hour what foreclosure does to the human psyche. Pretty much what happens when your family turns against you because you refuse to get the jab. And you become sickened with it because you know the truth. And we'll get into that. More than 2,000 flights have been delayed, 1,500 canceled, more expected. Oh, Florida's going to get some rain. Yeah, the temps down here in Texas where I'm at have dipped down into the wind chills in single digits. Texas and Florida. Florida's going to get some rain, and then they're going to get down into the 30s in temperatures. Pre-Christmas, I'm dreaming of a white blizzard. Oh, yeah. Yep. 2,282 flights as of 11 a.m. Eastern have been delayed into or out of the U.S. And that's just yesterday. Mass legal immigration has driven the U.S. population up to 333 million this year. And you got to wonder about all those people sitting south of the border waiting for Title 42 if it ever gets lifted. That's what you got to worry about, right? You don't want Title 42 lifted because, see, we have no power then to kick these people back out of here. And all of these people, 10,000 of them at least, have been put up in El Paso in shelters. And it looks awful there. And if anybody is asking, speaking of travel, what the most important considerations are when they travel, they'll tell you it's customer care. One bad experience with an airline could taint that company's relationship with a person forever. Now you're all asking me, okay, Dave, which airline do you fly? I only fly one. Southwest. Yep, peanut class. Because I actually can have a conversation with a flight attendant and tell her that I am an able-bodied assistant. It's what they call an ABA, which means if anybody tries to do something stupid on that flight, I'm going to help her jump right in. If I see somebody taking a swing at a flight attendant, I'm on them. I am all over them. I'm going to whip a little Shotokan on them, and they're not going to like me. Because I don't feel like having my plane go down because somebody decided to get drunk and stupid. Because they're actually now looking at the possibility. The Senate's actually considering and has been considering legislation to ban unruly passengers from flights. It all starts at the bar. What do you mean my flight's been delayed? I'm going to go get a drink. Next thing you know, it's two. Then it's three. And now I'm belligerent. Wow. In other news, oh, I know, AirHelp, that's who it is. JetBlue, Spirit, those are the ones that got the worst as far as rating goes based on flight statistics and customer poll responses. 1.3 million passengers around the world got compensation following flight disruption. That's how weird things get up there. Yep, did you hear about the couple that wanted to fly United, but the stewardess wouldn't let them? Bada-bing. Yeah. It's an airline joke. I know. It's supposed to be Feel Good Friday, right? And we're getting ready to come up to the top of the hour break. In the meantime, what everybody wants to know. Sam Bankman-Fried just can't get enough of his vegan menu, so what did a judge do up in New York? Went ahead and released him. They just extradited Sam Bankman-Fried to the U.S. from a prison in the Bahamas. Freed on $250 million bail pending his trial on criminal fraud and money laundering charges. And now, of course, his parents, Joseph Bankman and Barbara Freed, put up their house as collateral. They are compliance attorneys and professors at Stanford University and well-connected with the Democratic Party. Oh, do I smell favors here? Yeah. Southern District of New York judge just granted him bail, so now he can go eat vegan food. He's still going to go to trial. And, of course, Meta, Facebook owner Meta, has agreed to pay $725 million to settle legal action over a data breach linked to political consultancy, Cambridge Analytica. The long-running dispute accused the social media giant of allowing third parties, including the British firm, to access Facebook users' personal data. What have we been saying about getting off of Facebook? They're sharing your data with everybody. How do you think they made so much money? Because information. It's all about the information, Marty. Remember that movie Sneakers? There's another good one to watch. Yeah, especially when David Strathairn playing the blind guy goes, I want peace on earth, goodwill toward men. And James Earl Jones goes, we're the United States government. We don't do that. Yeah, I got that. You got that right, whoever wrote that script. You know, it's funny. Hollywood writes all that stuff. It's in your face. They tell you all this stuff before it happens, before they do it to you. They make it into a movie. Yeah. Wow. I know. But still, you got to watch the Vicar of Dibley Christmas segment. You're going to get a charge out of that. All right. And of course, now we'll be also, after the top of the hour break, talking about why everybody is now hunting for alternatives to the U.S. dollar. Oh, my. Crazy world we live in. We'll be back after the top of the hour break for the Power Hour. After these messages, stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.